It's Thursday, November 21, 2024.
Winds here in Northern California gusting to 84 miles an hour. And now, here comes the atmospheric rivers.
Back-to-back major storms slam the Pacific Northwest. Climate change intensified every hurricane in 2024, new study confirms. Plus, New York governor revives congestion pricing to rein in traffic and air pollution in New York City.
What do you know about that? All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It's pretty cool how our nation's climate policy is like a battle over a thermostat. Dad comes in and turns it down, then 4 years later, Mom turns it back up. Over and over until we drown.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen. What the hell is going on in Washington, Oregon, and Northern California?
Well, as we go to air, it's a 1-2 punch of major storms pummeling the Pacific Northwest. A deadly bomb cyclone with hurricane-force winds combined with an atmospheric river, both unleashing torrential rains and intense flooding from Northern California to British Columbia, knocking out power to nearly a million customers.
Yikes.
Fueled by unusually warm Pacific Ocean waters, the storm system rapidly intensified in less than 24 hours, one of the most intense storms ever recorded in its location, according to the National Weather Service.
Rapid intensification. Where have I heard that before? Over and over and over again over the past 6 months.
In the Atlantic Ocean, a new study confirms that human-caused climate change has increased the intensity and wind speeds of nearly every hurricane since 2019 and every hurricane this year. Mm-hmm. Climate Central found that elevated ocean temperatures, driven by human-caused global warming, boosted the destructiveness of all 11 named storms in 2024, pushing each into a higher category than it would have reached otherwise in a world without climate change. The Biden administration this week asked Congress for $100 billion to refill FEMA's chronically underfunded disaster relief fund to help Americans affected by the relentless stream of major, record-breaking extreme weather disasters over just the last 2 years.
$100 billion?
Yep, a quarter of that funding would go to farmers experiencing crop and livestock losses, the rest to infrastructure, water system repairs, and disaster loans to small businesses. FEMA distributes billions in disaster aid every year, and every year must divert funding from long-term recovery and reconstruction projects. It's unclear if the request will pass in the Republican-controlled House.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of disasters...
You mean the Republican-controlled House?
No, Republican President-elect Donald Trump.
Ah.
He nominated South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, a climate science denier, to head the Department of Homeland Security, which includes FEMA, at a time when damage from extreme weather is soaring primarily due to climate change.
She may not be a denier for long.
As governor, Noem has been criticized for her failure to respond to flooding disasters in 2019. She also turned down millions of dollars in federal energy efficiency rebates that would have gone to South Dakota residents, and she turned down grants for resilient infrastructure. Here's Noem in 2022.
Do you think the climate's changing?
I think that the science has been varied on it, and it hasn't been proven to me that what we're doing is affecting the climate.
Oh, brother.
In more positive news, the U.S. has an enormous cache of rare earth elements hidden within its coal ash waste. That's according to a new analysis from the University of Texas at Austin. Coal ash is the toxic waste left over from burning coal, which has been piling up across the country for decades. Rare earth metals aren't actually rare, but they are critical for manufacturing digital devices, electric cars, and a host of products. Right now, the U.S. is almost entirely dependent on China for rare earth metals, but the researchers estimate there's more than $8 billion worth of those elements mixed up in coal ash waste dumps.
Really?
Enough to significantly bolster the national supply without any new mining.
Well, that's quite a twist.
Finally, in New York, a first-in-the-nation congestion pricing initiative is set to restart in January after it was abruptly halted by Governor Kathy Hochul earlier this year. The revised, scaled-down version will charge private vehicles $9 to enter Manhattan below 60th Street. The revenue will go to fund repairs and upgrades to the city's subway and regional train network and reduce traffic and pollution impacts on city residents.
And not a moment too soon. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us on the social medias at Green News Report. We are off next week for the holiday. We will see you thereafter. We hope you have a safe, happy, and warm one somehow. Until then, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. Thank you for being